Welcome back to Portals. I'm your host, Lauren Courtney. Thanks for tuning in with me. It has been a little over a week since I last recorded, and the truth is, it's because I've been integrating. That's what I decided with this podcast, that I would record when I felt called to record, and when I didn't, I wouldn't. It's that simple. I think so often when it comes to something like starting a podcast or starting a business or, you know, just beginning something new, we create really strict structure around what it needs to look like. And when I went into this podcast, it was never about money. It was never about business. It was simply about me having a place to share my voice. While I have that on Instagram and client sessions and through writing my newsletter, there is something simply different about speaking out loud, about sharing your voice and your truth. And with that, I didn't want to put pressure on it. Again, this was never about me getting sponsors, and it wasn't even about me having guests. It was simply about me, for me, and for whoever decides to tune in and listen, which that alone brings me the greatest joy. If I can simply provide value to even one person, then I have done what I was guided to do. And the truth is, anytime I record, I know I'm creating value for me. I know that I am unlocking a portal, sharing, releasing. And for me, that's the magic. That's where it all happens. So I wanted to touch on emotions today. This is something that a listener brought up. She had actually heard me talking about this on Sophia Spolino's podcast, which is linked on my website. You could check out that full episode. She asked that I expand on something I had touched on, and that was about emotions and figuring out my own emotions versus emotions around me. So we're going to dive into that a little bit today through a conversation that I started over on Sophia's podcast and have also had quite a few times recently. It's something that was brought up in my Kundalini yoga teacher training, because the more we embody ourselves, the more we can connect with ourselves, the more we know our energy, the more we know what is not our energy. So first and foremost, it starts with coming home to yourself, knowing thyself, honoring thyself. So let me take it back a little bit to not even my childhood, but my teen and into adult years. So let's buckle up and drop into this portal together. For years, many years, I'd say even a decade, when I would sit down to have conversations with my father, I would notice myself getting emotional. And not only would I notice it, my father would simply look at me and say, "Why are you getting emotional?" And every time he would say that, I would begin to cry. And quite honestly, it didn't make sense to me why I was so emotional. So I chalked it up to the fact that I'm a Cancer. "Well, Dad, I'm emotional. I'm a Cancer. This is who I am." But that wasn't actually the truth. But at the time, that's all I could understand. I had a limited understanding of boundaries, of emotions, of the fact that I was empathic. I didn't even know I was empathic. I simply thought I was regular. like everyone else, except most of us aren't regular, especially you here listening to this. You are not regular. You are empathic. You are sensitive. Whether you know it or not, I am letting it you know on a conscious level, you are empathic and you're likely sensitive to energies. So again, I didn't understand this. This was before I knew about human design, let alone studied it in any way. So my dad and I would sit down, we'd begin conversations, I would start crying, he would get frustrated. It was a quite hellish cycle, a cycle I didn't really enjoy because I didn't understand why can I have these conversations with other people, but when it comes to my dad, I'm so emotional. I didn't understand. And then as I went through my awakening and continued my journey and started to learn about boundaries and then about human design, things started to slowly shift. And it was slowly because I had to really get to know myself. I had to really begin to create boundaries and have a healthy understanding of my emotions versus the emotions outside of me. You see, in human design, we have our different centers. And one of them is the emotional center. Now, some of us are going to have closed centers, and some will have open centers. My emotional center is open, which means I experience and feel the emotions of people outside of me. Whereas someone with a closed emotional center is here to ride the wave. They have the ups and downs and get to go on the journey. Someone with an open emotional center is here to simply experience what they're seeing around them and also kind of be in this like flatlined state where there are no emotional highs and lows. It's simply even. So I started to learn when I'm feeling those highs and lows that those are emotions outside of me. And now it's okay for me to feel the emotions of other people. It's part of what makes me really great at being an empath and a healer is I can tap into the emotions of those that I'm speaking with. With that, it's not a way to move through life if that's not actually who you are. So I started to have the awareness that I am here not to be on this roller coaster of emotions, but instead to have that evenness. And slowly things started shifting. And it was in the last year that I finally started to see them shifting with my father. I noticed when there were conversations coming up, I was able to hold my space, to hold my energy, and allow him to experience his. Now, let me pull it back for a minute to when I really started to understand this about my connection with my father. I had just purchased my apartment, and I was meeting with contractors for some work I wanted to have done. And my dad mentioned he wanted to come down to see me and meet with the contractor and have a discussion. So he did. He flew down just for 24 hours to see me, and I went to drop him off at the airport after the meeting with the contractor. And I went to get out of the car to give him a hug. And he said, no, you don't need to get out. And I said, of course I'm going to get out and give you a hug. I don't know when I'll see you again. I don't know my next trip to New York. So I got out of the car and I gave him a hug. And it felt in that moment like he couldn't fully receive me or the hug. And instead of feeling any sort of way, I simply acknowledged it within myself and honored, okay, I don't know what's going on, but this is what I'm feeling. And then he headed into the airport and I got in my car. And as I drove off, I started crying, like intensely crying. I was like, oh my God, why am I crying? And what I could feel within myself was how proud my father was and is of me. How proud he was in that moment of my new home and the work I had put in to get to where I am. And I've learned that while my father has many words, he also takes time to process. So what I was feeling was what he wasn't yet sharing with me. And I honored that, and I allowed the emotions to flow and continued driving, and it eventually shifted. That was my biggest realization and wake up of, wow, I really can feel my father's emotions. So bringing you back again to present day, over the last year, I've had to have some discussions with my father that were considerably emotional. They had to do with root trauma. They had to do with things within our family. So I'm not going to go into too many details because I think it's really important to respect privacy. With that, what I noticed is when I go into conversations with my father now, where I once used to feel emotional, I've learned how to take the space. I've learned that when my father approaches me, it's important that I take space because of his own life and his own experiences. In the past, what's happened is perhaps on a subconscious level, is he's looking for me to react in a certain way so then he can react in a certain way. And that's typically a root chakra childhood trauma or wound. And my father did grow up with parents that got divorced. And I won't share my grandparents' whole story, but it was messy. So I could understand why someone who grew up in a messy household in childhood would be looking for someone to emotionally respond. Because that's what they've gotten used to. So I've had to learn within myself as someone who doesn't have a closed emotional center, who is meant to be even, I've had to learn to be even. And with that, my father has also had the opportunity to learn how to experience and express his emotions. So again, I'm not going to go too personal within this, because I want to respect my father and his privacy and boundaries, as well as his emotions. With that, I wanted to touch on this a little more. So you could understand that maybe there are people in your life that you think are triggering you. Because, right, it is a trigger in a way. And that's what I used to think. I thought like, oh, my dad triggers me. I'm always so emotional. But it wasn't a trigger. It was simply I am very empathic and could feel his emotions that he wasn't willing to feel. So instead of him feeling them, I was embodying them and taking them on. And I was moving through and processing them. When that was never for me to do. I remember when my grandfather died, I was around 11, 12 years old. And I remember sitting at the funeral next to my dad and looking up at him a lot. So much so that people noticed and told him later that I had checked on him. And I guess it's because sitting there, I could feel his emotions. In my childhood, this was one of the few times I saw my father cry. There weren't many. So I worried for his emotions. I cared for his emotions. I wanted to take the pain away, which then I went on to do in many relationships. I wanted to take the pain away from the men that I then dated, because many of those men grew up in homes where they couldn't feel their emotions. And many men in general, right? They're not allowed to express themselves. It may seem weak if they cry. And thank God we are living in a different time where society is changing to allow for men to be emotional. Where the new earth, the new children being born are being born to parents who have that awareness and want to nurture the emotions of their children, both male and female. Because we all deserve to have our emotions. We all are sensitive in our own ways. And if we don't understand ourselves and those around us, it's nearly impossible to truly be ourselves. Our emotions tell us so much, as do our non-emotions. Some of us, again, are here to ride the waves of emotions, to be on that roller coaster, to have the high highs, and then to even out again. Contrary to low lows, we are all here to experience pleasure. We don't have to go into the low lows. So some will experience those highs on the roller coaster and then come back down to that even plane. And some of us are simply meant to live in that even space. And when we experience those highs, we can know we're also tuning in to those around us. So I want to remind you to be aware of your emotions, to be aware of when you may be taking on the emotions of someone else, because that alone, simply the awareness, is the start in breaking the cycle. Because now that I understand and know my emotions, it supports my father in knowing and understanding his emotions, which then ripples into my family, those that came before us, those currently here, and those yet to arrive. I have loved getting to know myself on the deepest of levels. And I know that in my doing that, I have changed the trajectory of my life and the lives around me. And I know that as you honor your emotions, your true nature, you too will be able to break cycles and live the most fulfilling life that is truly in tune with your body, your brain, your nervous system, your truth. Take a deep breath in. Let all of that marinate for you. Yeah. Coming back home to ourselves can be overwhelming. It can also be so beautiful and expansive. So take some time, notice where your emotions may be heightened. Notice whom may heighten them. And then come back to yourself. You've got this. Thank you for tuning in with me. Thank you for being on this journey with me. It's a pleasure to drop into this portal with you. If you want to know how you can work with me further, the doors to the weekly glow up are open for a short while. We are doing a quarterly enrollment. The weekly glow up is where I meet in community with members every Monday. We alternate between 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, where we do hot live seat coaching, as well as 8 p.m., where we do beautiful healing experiences. We tune into the energy of Holy Fire Reiki, along with Timeline Therapy, Integrated Energy Therapy, Kundalini, Activation, and so much more. You could head over to my website to find out all of the details, and I will also link it in the text along with the show notes. If you have any questions, I am always here for you. Sending you so much love as you continue to honor yourself and your emotions as we move through this lifetime. Thanks for dropping into this portal. Have a beautiful day.